are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
What? I don't know about you all, but I don't think I'm really liking this whole Skype thing. How many times have you guys gotten caught on Skype when you didn't know another family member was on it? Now, I don't want to, you know, unfairly, hone in on my son, but, you know, my older son has some sort of apparatus in his room where he could talk to his friends on Skype. Now, you know, when I do an x-ray in my office, I want to get a sign up that says x-ray in progress. So before anybody goes into the x-ray room, they know, you know, an x-ray is going on. Right now, we just close the door. So everybody knows when you close the door, you just don't go in there. Right? And plus, I'm always screaming, x-ray. Okay? But, you know, when it comes to Skype, I think we need the same thing. You know, we kind of have a rule in our house where nobody gets to really lock themselves up in the room for hours at a time. I even need to follow that room. I mean, we all need to communicate somehow in our house. So for the most part, doors remain open unless you guys have to change or sleep or if you're wrapping up a Mother's Day present for your beautiful mother. Then you could close the door, although I'm kind of suspicious of that because my kids are always saying they're wrapping up a present for me. And, I mean, every day they're locked up in the room. I doubt it's a present. I really do. But anyway, so I just, you know, I casually go into my son's room. Now, you all know, I've talked about, you know, what my pajamas are on. My pajamas, I mean, when I was in my 20s, I kind of did the baby doll thing, but, you know, now, once you're a little droopy, I just kind of wear my husband's, t-shirt and his boxer briefs. So, you know, I feel covered. Right? I mean, they have to be new boxer briefs. You know how old boxer briefs, the area where you, what's it called in men's underwear, the opening so you guys could urinate easily? I don't know what that opening is on men's underwear called, okay? I mean, I'm very familiar with other types of openings in medical terminology, but I'm not really sure what the opening is called in men's underwear. So I always get in any new package the newest of the underwear because it's very elastic and nobody's opened up the opening. So then I'm basically pretty dressed. It's like shorts. So those are pretty much my pajamas. And I mean, my kids don't care. It's really nothing revealing or whatever. But it becomes a problem when I walk into my kid's room, you know, and I'm just trying to pick up dirty laundry or, you know, I'm singing a song. I mean, I love to sing. I can't sing, but I love to sing. And you know, when I sing songs, if I don't know the lyrics, I put stuff in. And a lot of times I'll sing about my pets, even some of the dead ones. I mean, we had a dog named Sushi. Sushi died. She liked to be called Mrs. Sush. So sometimes I'll sing a song and I'll, you know, include Mrs. Sush into the song. So basically, I'm in my kid's room in my husband's underwear singing a song about my dead dog, and my kid looks at me in horror because now all his friends see me on Skype. And what the Skype now allows multiple friends, I mean, now multiple people can view you on Skype. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. And what really stinks, I don't even care about singing in my husband's underwear. What I care about is when I yell at my kid. You know, I'll storm into my kid's room yelling about something. You know, why didn't you flush the toilet after you took a dump? Why are you using my toilet? And then, of course, he's on Skype. So you know how I'm going to handle this situation? If my kids don't warn me that they're on, well, my husband does it too. He talks to his parents on Skype. So here I come in, complete, you know, just griping about my in-laws, and boom, here I am on Skype in my husband's underwear. So number one is, I'm probably going to dress in my underwear, okay? That'll probably scare more people. Looks like my husband's underwear looks too much like clothes. Number two is, I think what I will do is I will just start coming in, saying embarrassing things to them so that they are triggered, you know, they will be quick to do the mute so that I can feel like I have some privacy in my own house. You don't have any privacy in your own house anymore. You realize that. If you're on Skype or some video chat or one of your kids is doing something, it is all out there. Now, it also works against you. Okay, apparently, one of my kids' friend's mom, very, very liberal. Oh, okay, Nathan told me that it's called the fly of the boys' underwear. So it's called the fly. Yeah, the fly, when it's like brand new boxer briefs, it's closed pretty tight. So I'm not, you know, exposing anything, okay? So it's called, I guess it's called the fly. Thank you. Good. I really need a vocabulary lesson. Thank you, Nathan. I don't know what I'd do without him. Okay, where am I going with this? Where was I going? I was talking about underwear, talking about baby dolls. Embarrassing the kids. Okay, I guess we just don't have any more privacy. That's the whole gist of it. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't think we're getting better with our technology. I really think it's getting worse. We're getting stupider with our smartphones. I have no idea what my brother's phone number is, what my other brother's phone number is. I don't know anybody's birthdays because it's all on my smartphone. I lose my smartphone, I'm done. Right? And then now everybody sees me in my underwear. Oh, yeah. So anyway, one of my friend's moms, I think is, you know, pretty liberal and really doesn't like my show. And she got caught telling on Skype while my son was listening. I guess one of the kids asked, I don't understand why, you know, so-and-so isn't over at the house or whatever. And she's like, oh, I can't stand his mother. So, of course, my kid hears that. So, I don't care. I didn't think she liked me anyway. I mean, you know how you could really, really pick up. You can totally pick up, you know, the people that really, really don't like your show. I can tell when somebody doesn't like my show because they try to pick a fight with me on, well, I think Obama is the best president ever. And that's all they need to say. And I don't care if we're in the middle of a school play. I will debate them to the core. Okay, so anyway, so my poor kid. I mean, now he gets to hear what other people say about his mother. No. She didn't say Hoochie Mama. Had nothing to do with an STD history. No, she doesn't know. Nobody knows. I really don't. I have an STD history? Nobody knows that. No. It's a liberal thing. All right. But you know what? I could take it. I'm a big girl. And, you know, my son could take it. But that's what Skype does. You guys have no privacy whatsoever. Okay. My allergies are acting up and I'm sick of it. Let's talk about allergies when we get back. Plus, it looks like acupuncture has spread HIV in one case. This shocks me. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Flu, but many of us have allergies, and these allergies suck. There's really no medical term for it. Even doctors will just say it sucks, okay? I mean, we really don't have to be academic about it. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We need to thank Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Nathan is working the dials. As you can see, his fancy fingers are doing a great job. Big thanks to XM Satellite. Big thanks to all my affiliates out there, including Talk Superstation and my flagship KD. WN. I miss saying KDWN when I did the show locally. You know, you just only get to put that emphasis on the D. Speaking of D, I'm on some Claritin D for my allergies. Claritin D or Zyrtec D or Allegra D. The D has the pseudoephedrine. Pseudoephedrine, as we all know, is a great decongestant because it constricts the hell out of the vessels. And when you have vessel constriction, you have less fluid that extravate. Is that a word? What's the word for it when fluid? I missed that day in medical school. There's a word for it where fluid comes out of a vessel when it's dilated. Exvasiate. I'm going to make that word up. I mean, if none of my professors are listening. Anyway, so you stop the exvasiation. I like that word. I honestly, I think it's a real word. I don't make a lot of words up except cuss words. So I think that's a real word. Anyway, so, you know, you'll take some Claritin D, or you'll just take some straight out Sudafed. The problem with that kind of medication is you can't take it the whole season. I live in Las Vegas, and allergy season starts roughly March to June. You can't be on pseudoephedrine for 3 months. Now, I understand some of your ENTs and some of your allergists do. I know a lot of ENTs in the town in which I live, and allergists, as far as I'm concerned, do whatever they say. I mean, these guys rock. There is no way I'm going to mess with them, because these guys are trying to prevent you from having another sinusitis or going to an asthma exacerbation. So, hell yeah, load you up. That's fine. But for the rest of us that have common allergies, we just keep hitting the D. And the reason why I don't want you to keep hitting the D is because you have a letdown when the medicine starts to wear off. So if you have a big, heavy vasoconstrictive effect from the pseudoephedrine, that medicine eventually wears off. And when that medicine wears off, you have a vasodilation. And when you have then the vasodilation, you'll exvasiate. Evasiate, I don't know why I can't say. I love the word, okay? So we all know what exvasiate is. You'll get more fluid back into the sinuses. That's what happens with like Visine. You know, Visine gets the red out with your eyes. It vasoconstricts. So when you vasoconstrict, the little blood vessels in your conjunctiva, you know, and will constrict, so you don't, the whites of your eyes look more white. Then the medicine wears out, and boom, you get that vasodilation. That's also why a lot of pot smokers get redness in their eyes, because of the vasodilation. It's not really a constrictive vasodilation effect. I think it just vasodilates because you're all relaxed. All right, so that's, I think, what happens with pot. Not that I'm an expert on pot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I get a patient that comes in on the Claritin D, Zyrtec D, Allegra D, and they're like, this isn't working, I then like to start going to the nasal steroids. So you got your Nasonex, you got your Flonase. Now, yes, I understand there's Astelin and there's some non-steroidal nasal sprays. Some of my patients do well, but a lot of you, we really need to start hitting the steroids. Now, why are we starting to move into the steroids? Because we're trying to suppress your immune system. We're trying to stop your body from its natural process of trying to protect you. Allergies are all about protection. So when you have all this pollen blowing around, and my car is already turning yellow. My car is black, so you could already see all the yellow on there. So, you know, when the pollen and all the crap starts to blow around in the atmosphere, or your just whatever you breathe, I mean, you know, you're not high up in the atmosphere, you're lower down, but still, you know, it settles on you. Your body's trying to protect you. So you sneeze the crap out, so you cough the stuff out. Your eyes water. It's all a defense mechanism. The problem is, as many of us can't go to work. When I used to wait tables, it was so hard to wait tables because my nose would be dripping. Now, I used to work at Tony Roma's up in Reno on Virginia Street. They've closed it ever since. Apparently a waitress was dripping snot in the food, I guess, and they had to close down. Don't know who that was. But anyway, when I used to wait tables and my allergies hit, here you didn't get a tray. You had to just carry the hot plates on your arms. And I had to wipe my nose. Now, how do you wipe your nose when you got all these baby back ribs lined up on your arms? So what I had to do is I started to walk out into the dining room, and then I went, oh crap. And then I had to put all the plates down on somebody else's table saying, I'm sorry, you don't mind. Can you just don't eat this. This isn't yours. And then I'd wipe my nose. And then I would put the plates back on my arms. I try not to touch the food. I mean, honestly, the bottom of the plate, I'm really not spreading germs. So then I put the plates back on my arms. But if that table was in the smoking session, and the smoking section was the farthest away from the kitchen, and you had to climb up a couple stairs with all the plates to get to the smoking section, don't ask why they had steps. I would sometimes have to drop the plates twice to wipe my nose. So now I would go to like table 8, which is right before the stairs, I would set all the plates down again. It would be a table whose food it wasn't their food. I'm like, hold on, guys, I've got to wipe my nose, get the plates back on my arms, go up, finally serve the guys darn food. Never really made a lot in tips, by the way, but at least I got the food to them booger-free. Very difficult to do your job. Extremely difficult to do your job. So anyway, we go to the nasal steroids. Now, the nasal steroids decrease your inflammatory response locally. That's why I really dig the nasal steroids. I know some of you are screaming at the radio, Dr. Dolly, a Kenalog shot. Just get a Kenalog shot. We're going to talk about the Kenalog shot. The Kenalog shot isn't all that safe. Okay, I know many of you guys are beating down the door wanting your big, juicy, rip-roaring steroid shot. Okay, you need to be careful with those suckers. All right, let's go back. No, let's go back to the Nasonex. No, we're going to talk about the little nice nasal sprays first. Okay, because I'd rather you try those. Those nasal sprays, they work locally. So you spray them, not just locally in Las Vegas, but I mean locally throughout, you know, your towns, okay? Just, you spray it up in your nose. Now, here's the thing. Here's the problem with the nasal spray. Today, I did my nasal spray. I sprayed my Nasonex, and what happened about a minute or two later? I sneezed. And when I sneezed out the medicine. Most of it. So that's the problem with Nasonex. You need to start using Nasonex before the allergies kick in. So what I want you all doing is figure out when your allergies kick in. So what's today? March 23rd? Is it the 23rd of March? Okay. So if it's March 23rd and my allergies are now really bad, I should probably start my nasal spray March 4th. Give it a couple weeks to kick in so you're not sneezing the stuff out. And when you spray it, don't spray it directly into the septum of the nose. Stick it up in the nose, not too far, but towards the wall so it geometrically bounces up. I guess it makes some sort of isosceles. You know when you guys play pool, you need to hit, you know, you angle it right so it, okay, that's how you do it. So like you're playing pool, that's how you spray it in your nose. Now, some of us that live in Las Vegas, we take the Las Vegas mix. Now, I don't know if, you know, it's where you all live in Arkansas or New York or Michigan. I don't know if you guys have something called Las Vegas Mix, but I believe we have something, I've never tried it, where it's kind of a homeopathic type formula that helps you, I guess, build up a little resistance to some of the allergens that we have. That's how homeopathic treatments work. They actually give you what you are insulted by or have an issue with, and it just helps you build up your immunity. So some of you swear by Las Vegas Mix. I've never used it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about allergies and what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and if you want me to change the subject, 1-877-DOCDALI. What are the most common allergens? Well, the most common things that give us allergies right now is your pollen. Okay, so you got pollen. Some of you have maple, elm, birch, ash, cypress, walnut, hickory, oak, western red cedar. All these suckers trigger hay fever, according to the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. In Nevada, you would think, you know, I mean, we got, what, sagebrush and cacti. No, we still have enough, a lot of pollen. Remember, your weeds make flowers too. So we have pollen all over the place. Also, you got your molds. You got your Alternaria. You got your Cladosporium. You got your Hormodendron. Oh, you don't want to get Hormodendron. Anyway, you got mold in your house like the Aspergillus and the Penicillium. So allergies will also do that. You also got your weird grasses. I think there's a Russian thistle that grows near where I live. Let me see. Also, what's a biggie? Mulberry trees and olive trees really do me in. Okay. Now, some of you are calling in talking about the Kenalog. I know you guys love your Kenalog. Okay, hold on a second. We'll talk about Kenalog probably after the break. Yes, for a lot of you it works, but there is some caution you need to use. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, if you guys have a Twitter account, don't forget to find me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and find me on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Coming right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words. DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Season 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We're talking about allergies, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and dangers that could be caused from the big Kenalog shot that many of you want to get. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Kathy calling from Kentucky. Hey, Kathy, what's going on?
Hey, I have a son that is almost 24 years old, and for off and on for a number of years, we noticed that he would have a lot of drainage. And when this goes on, it affects his stomach. And when he can go out to eat this time of year, and 10 minutes after he's had anything with any type of splice on it or whatever, he's in the bathroom. I'll just delve right into this, okay?
Yeah.
So I thought, is this connected to allergies, to the drainage and all?
I mean, it can be. If you're from Kentucky, then you guys have what's obviously well-known. You even, you know, the Ohio Valley crud. I mean, you guys have, I think, Louisville, Kentucky. What city are you from?
I'm from Owensboro, which is just west of Louisville.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I believe you guys have some of the worst allergies in the United States, this Ohio Valley crud that you guys get. And you know, when you do have all the mucus and all that, you know, it potentially can, I think, bother the stomach because you're draining and you're swallowing and, you know, but allergies are usually upper respiratory. Does your son only have the stomach issues during the spring, or could it be year-round?
No. We noticed, and that's why that I had him go to an allergist last fall. We noticed November, December, January, February, everything was fine. And it's not like this happens all summer long, but that's the problem. He cannot predict when his stomach is going to act this way. But I will say this. If he has weed-eated or if he has mowed, a lot of times, boom, that will kick an episode.
Now, Kathy, I mean, I know your son is older, but, I mean, my boys would actually lie and fake it so they get out of mowing and do it. I mean, do you think he's, you know, just trying to fake it so he doesn't have to do any yard work?
No, and I'll tell you why, too. My husband and I have a tree service. My son went to college. After college, he has worked with my husband in the tree service. And as I told you, I had Casey go to an allergist last fall.
Yeah.
We found out that he is allergic. The only trees and grass that Casey is not allergic to are artificial.
Ah, that's rough. That's rough. Well,
that's
he should live in a place
rough.
Like Vegas because we really don't have that much vegetation. It's pretty easy to figure out. If the allergist gets his allergies under control and then he doesn't have the bathroom issues, then you know. But I always get a little bit nervous not investigating the diarrhea or investigating the stomach issue, you know, because many times we will attribute some sort of stomach malady to something else. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we overlook that they picked up a worm or they picked up a parasite or they're dealing with some sort of bowel disorder. So even though you're right, I think maternal instinct is right on 99.99% of the time. And, you know, even the allergist, and you could see the pattern of it. If his allergies are under control and he still has this issue, I would just probably, you know, get the poop checked out and just have a GI doctor take a look at it, because he's not going to be able to avoid allergies his whole life. So then what else is going on, and why would all the mucus buildup or the whole inflammatory response cause that drastic a result? You see what I mean?
Absolutely. And I said the other day, I said, I think we need to get you into a GI doctor, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll just check it all out.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. But, you know, we definitely sympathize with you guys, because Ohio Valley crud, that is rough, what you guys deal with. Thank you for calling, and keep me posted on Casey, okay?
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Okay. Oh, I can hear myself talk to me. Who always scary when you're in the studio and you start hearing voices, especially when it's your own voice. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you will go right to the Kenalog shot. You won't try the over-the-counter Claritin Zyrtec. You won't try Allegra, Zyzal, Singulair, which a lot of us use for allergies or asthma. You'll want the Triamcinolone Kenalog 40 and a big whopping dose. Now, it works. Kenalog will work because it suppresses your immune system. The problem is it's a big rip-roaring dose of steroids. And so you could actually, if you get this big, what if you're allergic to the steroid and you don't know? Okay? Dr. Dahlia, I had it before, so I'm fine. No. Okay, keep in mind, people, when you get stung by a bee the first time, usually nothing happens to you, but it's the subsequent times that could cause you to go into anaphylaxis. Keep in mind, whenever you get a big rip-roaring shot of something, there is that possibility that you could actually have an allergy to it. Actually, we've also seen that Kenalog could mess with the heart. It could cause heart failure. It could cause arrhythmias. It could cause heart enlargement. It could cause pulmonary edema, swelling of the lungs. You could also get endocrine disorders like diabetes, sugar going up. You could have blood pressure soaring. You could have gastrointestinal issues. So, I could go more into detail, but I don't want you to, panic or freak out. But just keep in mind, a rip-roaring dose of a steroid, if your liver or kidneys don't really feel like taking that in that day, you could have some issues. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We got Fran calling from North Carolina. Hey, Fran, how you doing?
Oh, not bad. How are you?
Good. Well, I mean, with the allergies, stinky, but other than that, pretty good.
Well, I wish it's speedy healing for that matter. In light of your question about how do I deal with allergies, one, I try to avoid annoying some bee or whatever so they do not sting me. But quite frankly, if I had to deal with being in the yard and doing grass cutting and pray tell what, I try to use a facial mask.
Yes.
Depending on what... Depending on what age the person is. However, however, if I find that I've gotten too much of something up in my sinuses and it gets clogged or whatever and starts the process of trying to flush out and so forth, which can be annoying, I found that, and this is something I stumbled across by accident years ago and I've never left it, is that there's a supplement that I use. It's called nettle, as in stinging nettle. And I generally do two or three times a day, depending on how bad the situation is. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, it ends up stopping the flow of the mucus.
Sweet.
From flushing. Result, basically what it comes down to is that if you take it like overnight or whatever, and you wake up in the morning and you find that you have something, clogged up in your nose and you blow it out, you pretty much blow out whatever is stuck up in there.
Right. Except for some of these that have gotten into the sinuses. But, that's what I always tell my kids, blow their nose. They always try to suck it up like that. Fran, that metal you said? What's it called again?
It's not a metal. It's an herb. It's called nettle, as in stinging nettle. It's actually construed as a weed.
Okay.
But it does a wonderful job of actually shutting off the mucus flow.
Oh, wow.
The only thing is that I find that if I do happen to have a sinus infection otherwise, I find that if I take a couple of shavings of ginger, as in fresh ginger, or what they call sushi ginger, and take a bite on that and then press it to the roof of the mouth and let the essence go up in there, that bite.
Yes.
Generally within about a few hours or so or the next day or whatever, whatever's up in there, it's infected, it's going to come exiting out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, Fran, thank you for the suggestions. That's awesome. Thank you. And feel better. I love it. I love it. She brought up mask, which is something I was going to tell you all to do. A lot of times these masks can filter out the particulates. Flushing the nose, a lot of you guys do neti pots, et cetera. If you are going to flush out your nose, not with ginger like she had said, neti pots, make sure you use sterile water or filtered water. Don't use tap water. She brought up the herb, and I know she used the term weed. For those of you joining the Dr. Dolly Show a little bit late, we are not talking about smoking weed. She brought up an herb that helps her. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. Allergies, boy, do they suck. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. the only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We still have a couple cabins left for the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. If you guys aren't liking the heat and you aren't liking the allergies, I hear Alaska is not too shabby by the summer time of year. So please go to my website and check that out. We're going to move on from allergies because I guess one of our callers says he has sex in the morning, and that helps his allergies. It clears him up, probably because of the sympathomimetic effect of sex. I don't know, but I think I think we kind of got the gist of what to do to help fight allergies, right? Can we move on? Okay, there's a Swiss acupuncturist that is being convicted of spreading HIV. A court in Switzerland has found an acupuncturist guilty of intentionally infecting 16 people with HIV. Now, acupuncture is very safe. I am a huge fan of acupuncture. I think it is phenomenal for a variety of ailments. So we don't usually see acupuncture being linked to HIV spread. This sounds like this person purposely, intentionally tried to infect people. He was sentenced to 12 years and 9 months in prison. Prosecutors had asked for a 15-year sentence for causing serious bodily harm. They accused him of using various pretext to prick his victims with a needle and infect them with HIV between 2001 and 2005. He has denied the charges. That's some pretty scary stuff. I don't know. I know, aren't the Swiss supposed to be pretty cool, right? They're supposed to be all neutral, right? They got the Alps, they got the chocolate. You know, you usually don't hear something like this. All right, now, big story this week that many of you had weighed in on is CVS telling their employees that if they don't do the health screen, they're going to be penalized insurance-wise, and they have to come out up with an extra $600 a year. And many of you have kind of weighed in on that and you know, how crappy that is or how it's a good idea. I practice in Las Vegas, and I think we have something very similar that I'm starting to see. My patients bring in a form. I'm not sure which group of hotels I'm trying to think, but it's a form that my patients are bringing in to me where I need to fill out their biometric screening or their cholesterol, their BMI, their blood pressure, and I believe my patients turn that back into the employer or it gets faxed to the insurer. Well, what made headlines this week was CVS Pharmacy, I guess, is working with a third party, I believe it's through WebMD, it's a third party administrator that will keep the information but not show it to CVS management. And from what I understand, CVS workers voluntarily can do the screening, but if they don't do the screening, their health insurance is going to be more costly, and I guess $50 a month is going to be taken out of their paychecks. And the information has to include blood pressure, weight, etc. Now, some of you had said, look, Dahlia, if somebody doesn't want to work for CVS, they don't have to work for CVS. Okay? You know, an employer now being stuck with, you know, healthcare costs and being mandated, they should be allowed to pick, you know, the cream of the crop in terms of health. Some of you thought it was discrimination. Now, health discrimination is now, I think, going to be really rampant. In fact, I was interviewed on KBC, Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning, talking about this. Is this something that we're going to see more and more employers do? In Vegas, I already am filling out forms on patients' blood pressure, weight, etc. But there's another type of form that's a little newer where it just says patient had a physical. And if I sign that you had a physical, I don't have to go into detail, don't have to bring up a prolapsed uterus or hemorrhoid issue, etc. All I have to do is say you had a physical and I reviewed health guidelines with you, you get the credit. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is your employer kind of doing already what CVS is doing in your particular city? Is this something that's not new? Or are you starting to see changes within your employment where you need to pony up the data, all right, while they are insuring you? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, personally, one thing I have been a fan of, and I didn't really think much of it, is are these life sign physicals. Many of you that work for a company, I guess life signs will come in and do your physical once a year. And it's a doctor, and I believe they'll do EKG, chest x-ray, pap smear, blood work, and they're really, really thorough. And then they give you recommendations. I love it when you guys get a life science physical. I know that's shocking to some because they think, oh, but then Dr. Dahlia doesn't get, you know, the business. She gets less business. No, no. I love it because you guys come in saying, look, they found my cholesterol high or they found this. And you wouldn't have gone and gotten a regular physical if it wasn't free at work. So I'm a huge fan of bringing things to light and educating patients, but I never really thought about, do employers see this? And, you know, I mean, employers are not supposed to, but where is the database? Where does the information go? Now, me, I'm pretty open out there. I mean, my life is kind of an open book. I don't really think I'd worry about anybody knowing my medical history. Y'all have known. I mean, I just got the IUD. That took a whole segment of my show, my getting my IUD. So I'm not worried, but some of you want to keep that private, especially those of you that want to get a better rate on your health insurance. Even though Obamacare is going to do away with the whole pre-existing condition clause, many of you that have high blood pressure or diabetes or high cholesterol are going to have a tough time getting a cheaper health insurance or getting life insurance. So many of you want to keep that under wraps. I can't tell you how many people come in going, Dr. Dahlia, the reason why I don't want, you know, you to check my blood pressure, you to check my numbers, is because I don't want to be diagnosed with anything. I'm, you know, well, so what are you here for? Lortab, Viagra. I don't give Viagra without checking the heart. I won't even go there. So you all know, if you want Viagra for me, I got to make sure your heart's good. Because if you're having issues down below with the smaller blood vessels, what's happening with some of your larger blood vessels, especially around the heart? So, I mean, I'll give you a thorough looking. But, you know, many of you don't want that information out there. Now, the reason why you don't want that information out there is because somebody gets it. Somebody has access to it. I had, remember when I had some cosmetic surgery a while back? Right, yeah, okay, I know. Keep that quiet, though. I really don't want to tell people I had any cosmetic surgery. But when I had, you know, a lift because I was tired of, you know, tightening my belt and hurting my boobs, when I got the lift done, my doctor thought I was getting infected, so he gave me Bactrim. Now, I wasn't allergic to sulfa, but I was a little nervous because my mom's allergic. I go, maybe you shouldn't give it to me. But, you know, he was like, look, I'm the boss. I'm in charge. I'm giving you Bactrim. Well, I end up starting to urinate brown. I started to bleed underneath my skin, have petechiae. I had body aches, fever. It was a horrible reaction, horrible reaction. Now, I went and did some blood work, you know, just to make sure my liver looked good and my kidneys are good. But a couple years later, when I was applying for health insurance, I get a call from the broker saying, you had a whole bunch of blood work done back in 2000, whatever. And I'm like, what blood work? I don't have any medical problems. Yes, that you did that. And I go, oh, wait a second. I had an allergy to sulfa. How the hell did you know about this? So these companies know. I never gave them permission to go into Quest or LabCorp's database. Maybe I did and I didn't realize it, but your information gets put somewhere and somebody gets to access it. So either we, as we're moving towards socialized medicine, and no matter how much we fight it, that's what's happening, because you all have voted in a Congress that and an administration that wants to. I know not all of you, but the majority of you voted in an administration that can't wait to go socialize with medicine. One of the side effects is going to be public data, these databases. And we either have to be okay with it or we got to make some noise. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you. Remember, I am live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook, but most of all, please be safe. God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little
white church. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only
$231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.